Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
Hello, all you hard workers. You did it. You made a great decision today. And that is listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. This show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. We give career advice and provide information that will help you to be more effective and productive in your jobs. We also have a second really awesome benefit of this show is we introduce you to some of Jacksonville's most influential people, and they tell you all about themselves, their career journeys, and the great businesses or organizations they represent. And we learn something every week, don't we, Eric?
Yes, I concur.
Every week we learn something. We have great people on the show, and today is no different. I'm going to introduce us to our first guest this week, and I guess our only guest this week. But our guest is Tom Anderson. And I'm going to give you a bit of a bio here. Tom is a senior vice president, chief administrative and legal officer, and secretary for GuideWell Source. In this role, he provides executive leadership for legal and regulatory affairs, corporate governance, compliance, internal audit, quality, risk management, and contract management. Anderson is a certified compliance executive, a fellow of the Health Ethics Trust, and a member of the inaugural class of Jacksonville's Ultimate Attorneys. In the community, he has coached youth sports, basketball, baseball, football, and has served as the president of the board of directors of JDRF Northern Florida for the past 3 years. That's
you
a lot
of breath. My goodness.
Tom, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You know what, Tom? You know, I'd like for you first, though, let's go start with a real broad brush. What is T1D or type 1 diabetes?
Well, type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. So it impacts about 1.6 million Americans. It doesn't matter what your lifestyle is. It doesn't matter what your diet is. You can come down with T1D suddenly and immediately, no matter what. So every day in America, we see about 115 people who are diagnosed with T1D. And on an annual basis, you know, that's more than 60,000. It's a growing challenge within the United States and, you know, something that we're going to talk a little bit about today to how you can help find a cure for that.
That's the most important thing is, we, you know, on a mission to make type one, type none, JDRF.
I like that.
But, you know, one thing I've seen, Tom, is you hit on something. This could happen to anybody at any time, at any age, gender, you know, it can happen to anybody, regardless of diet. And I've seen in my own office, I have four people, one of which, her sister was just diagnosed at age 19, that she has type 1D, and it can happen to anybody at any time. That's what people don't really realize. But what is JDRF? Let's get right down to that, and then we'll kind of peel it back and talk a little bit more.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back just a second to make sure when we say type 1 diabetes that your listeners know it means your pancreas stops working. Mm. It means the hormone that you need to break down sugars and to create energy in your body does not work. Mm. So when that happens, it creates lots of risks. So these individuals in your office who have been impacted by T1D now are at risk for a lot of challenges. Blindness, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, and all those are really bad conditions in and of themselves. And the diabetes that they're dealing with, you know, brings a lot of lifestyle changes. So every day, sticking your finger 6 or 8 times a day, making decisions on how much insulin you're going to take. Diabetes is really a unique disease in that patients themselves dose their medication. And if you dose too much, you can put yourself in hypoglycemia and lead to death, a bad outcome. If you dose too little, your blood sugar goes way high, and you have ketoacidosis, which unfortunately can also lead to death. Yeah. So an average diabetic is making 180 decisions more every single day than the average person. And that's just really can wear you out. So there are impacts both, you know, physically, but the mental impact. A type 1 diabetic is three times more likely to end up with general anxiety disorder, for example. So I wanted to share with you a little bit about what makes the disease so challenging and why a cure is so important. You know, there's $16 billion every year of cost in our health system related to T1D. So just a little more
data.
It's amazing.
That's a fortune, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And Tom, you know, when the diagnosis is made for a person, it's not just like it's life-changing for that individual, but the whole supporting cast around that individual, it's life-changing. I know for a lot of the people who's, the person that really got me involved in JDRF is Casey Repass. And when she tells her daughter's journey, Robinson's journey of from diagnosis to treatment to some of the breakthroughs and changes, but the worries never change. And it was life-changing for the entire family. You've seen that time and time again, right?
It is. So a parent, when you have a child who's diagnosed, is going to be monitoring that blood sugar throughout the night. A lot of parents deal with sleep issues. If their child's at school, even when they get into their teenage years in college, trying to track them and make sure they're okay. Because when you have hypoglycemic issues, your ability of your brain to function really is impacted. So, you know, if you're driving a car, terrible impact. So that worry and that change, the diet plans, making sure you have all your supplies, really is a life-impacting experience.
So it takes a village. That's what we know. And I know JDRF, I just know I just had a friend who a former coworker of mine tells me Ellie was just diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I'm going to get emotional. I'm going to try not to.
It's hard. Careful, I am too.
I have seen a lot in the studio. I haven't seen you cry yet.
Right, right. So. Well, he tells me and I said, no, he goes, what do I do? And I was happy to say, oh, I have a course that's going to help you. That's going to help you navigate through a very difficult period. And we got him in touch with Brooks, and it was set up. And they now, I think they've raised over $5,000 already for JDRF One Walk that we're going to talk about. But let's talk about that village. And what is JDRF?
So JDRF is a nonprofit that was founded in 1970 by two moms. And there were two moms who had children who had been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and had heard from their physicians all the challenges that were coming their way. So these moms got together and wanted to start doing research to find a cure. So back in 1970, you know, a year after I was born, that process started. Today, JDRF has become the incubator, the accelerator for ideas and research, and they take the funds that are raised. They take the best ideas and they help filter those things, and they provide seed money in instances. So, you know, for example, when great new products come to the market, companies don't invest in those if there's no business model or there's no guarantee of success.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So many times there are therapies and ideas that have been thought of, but without the funding to put them into action, they can't advance. So JDRF will take the most promising of those. They're very good stewards of the money that is donated. And they will invest in these small companies, in these ideas, and help get them to a place where larger health equity funds will invest. And so, you know, a really big impact they have there. The other thing, you know, they're doing, they work with regulators. They work with physicians, they work with all of the stakeholders in type 1 diabetes to get things to market. You know, so you can have a great idea, but if you can't get it through the regulatory process, a patient's never going to be able to use it.
It'll sit in a warehouse,
yes,
not used.
Exactly.
Yep.
So they take the information, the science, they back it. They support those that are really, you know, good therapies, and they help get them to market.
Nice.
The other thing that JDRF is involved in now, which to me is important in our society, is they're working on health equity issues. So, you know, making sure that a person doesn't have a different outcome because of their race or their zip code. And so they're doing lots of things across the board to really impact the community.
There's a lot to unpack there. Mm-hmm. You hit one thing that I'm going to ask you the next question here. I used to work as a firefighter. You mentioned a specific story, the driving thing. So a large percentage of calls we ran that were car accidents was someone who got hypoglycemic, right? They blacked out. We showed up. And the first thing you have to do is check their blood sugar, right? Understand, is their blood sugar low? Then you fix that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you take care of the traumatic issue. But two tips I've said. If you're cold and clammy, get some candy. Hot and dry, your sugar's high. I don't know if you guys have used that term before or not, but that was a big one in the fire department. If you show up, they're cold and clammy, get them some sugar. Hot and dry, sugar's high. So a lot of changes, a lot of evolution. I like that they're using the funds for that. What changes have you seen in your lifetime regarding the treatment of T1D?
You know, I've been blessed to see lots of them. I was diagnosed in 1979. And in 1979, I remember my pediatrician, Dr. Clifford Seiler. We were in Singing River Hospital in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Where?
The place where the squirrel went berserk. That's a Ray Stevens song. So okay. You'll have to find that.
Research that.
Yes, do some research, Eric. But I remember Dr. Seiler talking to my parents and saying, hey, you know, there are a lot of challenges coming his way. And so when I went to school, you know, a couple of weeks later after getting out of the hospital, I took with myself a cup and a test tube and a dropper and tablets to test my blood sugar. I had to do it from a urine sample.
Urine samples, yeah.
That made me a really cool kid. And, you know, everything was done that way, and the ranges that you would get were really wide. You didn't have any real specificity on what your numbers were. All the means of delivering insulin were by a needle. And so there was no such thing as a pump in your side. Or a constant glucose monitor or those tools that help us manage the disease. So the tools, the combinations of therapies, the use of medications to prevent things like kidney failure, to work for the heart, have come so far thanks to the research that JDRF has sponsored.
Have you personally noticed a difference in your journey? Obviously, of course you have from then to now, but recently in the last 10 years, and I'm not going to get choked up either. I had a close friend recently going through this, and
yeah,
they don't know what they're doing because it just came out of nowhere, right? So in the last few years specifically, any far advancements or anything in the future you see coming?
Well, I can say that I've seen a difference even in the last 2 years since the pandemic. So I'm on an insulin pump now that got approved in 2019 because of work of JDRF, which does some different things with delivery of insulin and the measurements. So that's been awesome, and it's been a big impact for me. The things, though, that are coming are truly exciting. For example, cell therapy, where there's the possibility of implanting cells into the pancreas and kickstarting the pancreas to begin to make insulin. I mean, if that happens,
oh boy,
it's not only huge for those with type 1 diabetes, but for all autoimmune diseases. And the research which is being done there might unlock pathways to cures for many things.
Can it make me taller? I'd really like to be taller than 5'8". Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty satisfied with my height. I'm looking for more hair.
I'm sorry. Continue, by the way, because that fascinates me. What's on the horizon? I mean,
well, another great one is a drug. So there's going to be a spelling test at the end called teplizumab. And teplizumab is a drug that can help delay the onset of type 1 diabetes. And they're thinking maybe as long as up to 3 years. So there are some tests that JDRF has helped develop and put into practice, which can say, hey, you're at high risk for developing T1D.
Genetic stuff early on.
Yes, by doing blood tests. Mm-hmm. They're real simple, but give lots of data. And so if you started a course of teplizumab, you know, years in advance, you can delay that onset. And that does a couple of things. It makes it more likely than in your lifetime there's going to be a cure. It prevents some of those harsh impacts that you experience, like kidney damage. and, you know, will save money for the healthcare system. So a big win across the board with that. JDRF is also working on better insulin. So insulin, you know, was founded about 100 years ago. It was created, originally drawn from the pancreas of pigs and other animals. and that insulin doesn't really work much different today than it did early 1900s. And so if I take insulin now, you know, say Pete offers me a cookie, I'm going to bolus for that cookie. And if I took too much, I'm just going to go low.
Because so explain what a bolus is for those who don't know.
Yeah, a bolus is when you have an insulin pump like I do, and you deliver insulin to your body. So it's a softer way of taking a shot, of getting that injection of insulin. Mm-hmm. And so that insulin goes in my body. It works. It's doing its thing, even if it does it too much. They're working on insulins that will be sugar ignited. So the insulin will be resident in the body, but only activate when it's needed. And so
on
that
demand
will do so many things. That is so exciting. You know, they're also working on just the cost of insulin. So right now, when if I go to a drugstore, I'm going to pay more than $300 for a vial of insulin. Oh,
did wow. Humulog, is that one of them still?
There's Humulog, there's Novolog. There are a couple
fast
of others.
Fast-acting, slow-acting.
Yeah, and then there's... those are the two primary, short-acting, long-lasting. Short-acting is generally what most people are using today in their pumps and other devices. But they're trying to make that insulin better. And most importantly, they're trying to make it more affordable.
Oh, good. So, that would be nice.
That's outstanding. Oh, guys, that music is telling us right now we have to take a short break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKB.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Folks, that's our show sponsor, and wow, we are hearing some great things from Tom Anderson today, and he's telling us about some of the great advancements that JDRF is helping to fund that are improving the lives of those affected with T1D on their mission to make type 1 type none and just get rid of it altogether, and I think it's fantastic. Tom, you know, anytime I volunteer, what's important to me is two things. I want to know that the let's say I donate money. I want to feel good that I know it's going to a great cause, and I know JDRF is a great cause and the money goes to help do some of the things we've been talking about in the show. The other thing is I want to feel appreciated. JDRF checks that box, and that's what really inspired me to do more. You tell me, how do people with type 1 diabetes feel about people that volunteer and donate?
You know, as a type 1 diabetic or someone with T1D, we feel thankful. We feel hopeful. When we see people come out to events wearing the T-shirts, participating in walks, for example, it just gives you hope. Mm. Hope that people care. Hope that there's going to be the funds to do this necessary research. And as one of our T1D teenagers said, it just means the world to me. And I think I can say that on behalf of all individuals with T1D, the volunteer efforts mean the world to us.
That's awesome.
Two-part question here. Upcoming events, I think something's right around the corner, and how can we get involved for those that aren't involved?
So this Saturday, May 21st, we have the JDRF One Walk, and it's going to be held on the beautiful campus of the University of North Florida.
Swoop. Sorry.
And you can get all the information and details about the walk at the website, walk.jdrf.org. You type in your zip code. It's going to give you the details about the start time, which it's going to kick off about 8 a.m. You get registered. You don't have to even donate to participate. We would love your donation. We ask for it. But come out, learn about JDRF. Come out and support the kids and the young adults and the individuals who've been diagnosed. So a great opportunity to do that.
walk.jdrf.org.
Yes, and there's going to be bounce houses and food and all sorts of events and,
oh, these
and fun things to do.
Great sponsors. There's it's a good family event. I've gone for the last few years. Of course, we had to do it virtually with COVID, mm-hmm. so this is one where we're all out and we're at the beautiful stadium at UNF, and it's I bet I have one of the best times there, just, you know, because there's food, there's camaraderie, there's a lot of people, there's education, there's on Team Pete the Job Guy, I think I have at least 15 people. And I'll tell you this, if you go to the website, and Eric's going to give it out one more time, what is it again?
It is walk.jdrf.org.
You go to that and look for Team Pete the Job Guy. If you want to join my team, join my team. If you want to make a donation, Angie and I, my wife and I, will match your donation dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Okay? So I'm telling you, go ahead. Even if you can just donate $25, it becomes $50 if you do it through Pete the Job Guy.
Let me redo that math. Hold on a second. All right. Thank you.
And you've inspired me, Pete.
Yep.
We're going to have a little competition here. So I've got a team, too. It's called Defeat Diabetes. D-F-E-E-T Diabetes. So it's our GuideWell source team.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who contributes to our team, I'll do a match
up to
$1,000 as well.
How about that, folks? Are you kidding me? Look at that. You guys want to make your donations, you can go to Team Pete the Job Guy or Defeat
Diabetes.
Diabetes. And Eric's going to say the website one more time.
walk.jdrf.org.
I mean, you can't beat it when people are willing to match your donation. But we want to encourage everybody to come out Saturday. What time is it, Tom, on it's Saturday the 21st?
It kicks off at 8 a.m. It's going to be held at the Coxwell Amphitheater. So it's going to be outdoors. It's going to be, you know, safe for those of you who still have concerns about COVID and other issues. You can come into the campus and park at the parking garage. It's easy to get in, easy to get out. There's a 1 mile. Option. There's also a 5 kilometer option. So whatever you want, I think we've got it for you. It's going to be a perfect day. It doesn't matter what the weather is going to be. It's going to be a perfect day to support all of those in our community with type 1 diabetes.
Oh, that is outstanding. I tell you, I can't wait to go. I'm excited. We do make it a family event, right? So not only are some of the folks that I work with, I believe it's 15 that are coming out and volunteering their time, but their family's coming. Their kids are coming to show support and to have just a great time. Folks, that music that we're hearing right now is telling us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us and rejoin us for the second half of Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy and 104.5 WOKV.
Do the hustle!
All you hard workers, and that little girl right there was Adeline, and that is Josh's daughter, and she says, welcome back. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. She runs out of steam at the end, but she started off like a ball of thunder, and we're just pleased as punch as she welcomes us back from our break each and every week. Today we have Tom Anderson, and we're learning a lot of information about JDRF, their upcoming event this week. And Eric, you take it from here. What's the next question?
First things first, friendly reminder, walk.jdrf.org for this Saturday, correct? Mm-hmm. We love stories here, Tom. We love them. So we'd love to hear a specific story how JDRF has impacted a local family right here in beautiful Northeast Florida.
So I think the perfect example for this session is the family of Gabe Rosario. And Gabe is the youth ambassador for our walk this year. Every year we have a local youth who serves as an ambassador. Gabe has done a fabulous job. He will be out on walk day with his team, Gabe's Groupies. So if you see Gabe and his family out there, give them a shout out, give them a fist bump. But, you know, Gabe was diagnosed as a three-year-old child. He was at daycare. He was always thirsty, always hungry, but he was losing weight. He had started to withdraw from his class. He wasn't greeting people as they came in the door like he always had done. So, you know, his parents started looking for the symptoms and what could be going on. And unfortunately, you know, they learned he was diagnosed with T1D. But his family is a great example of what JDRF does with every family that's diagnosed. So that family got a bag of hope. They got information about resources, about how they're going to adjust those diets and the nutritional needs. Gabe got Rufus, the T1D bear. You know, just information that every family needs when they start that journey. So they're a perfect example of an example here in Jacksonville, and there are thousands of families just like the Rosarios.
I like that bag of hope. So for any parents that maybe you're dealing with this, send them your way immediately. Get them that bag of hope, and then you'll be sharing
the story. firsthand experience. When I've had, now it's friends, but when I had just this last one, you feel isolated, alone. They don't know what they don't know. They're, oh my gosh, my child has this, or my loved one has this disease. What do I do? The best thing they can have is to be surrounded by a network of people who have been through this. They know what to watch out for, how to set things up, what the concerns are, and they talk, and there's just tremendous networking and outpouring and a list of resources available to them to help them on this journey. They're not alone. They're part of a group of people that are willing to give and inform and participate with them. I've never seen anything like it. JDRF is so unique in that way. Tom, I love asking this question of my guests, and this is an important one. I'd love to hear this from you. If I had a time machine, Tom, and we could put you in the time machine, set the dial back so that you could walk right up to, let's say, 19, 20-year-old Tom, a younger version of yourself, and just walk up, put your hand right on your shoulder, look yourself in the eye and say, Tom, let me give you this bit of advice. What advice would you give to young Tom Anderson?
I would tell myself that the more you do for others without expecting anything in return, the better life, the more you're going to get back, and the better everything is going to be. So just go out and help. If it's a random stranger, there are ways you can show and display kindness. You never know what somebody's going through. It might be a day that's been really bad for them. Look them in the eye, smile, say hello. Doesn't matter if you're different, whether it's your skin or your religion or anything. Be kind to everybody. And the more you give, the more you'll get back.
I mean, that is profound and simple at the same time. And it's words to live by. Tom Anderson, I cannot thank you enough about sharing your personal journey with us, telling us about JDRF, this wonderful upcoming event. Love the advice at the end. I mean, that's fantastic to give to yourself or anybody. I'm going to ask Eric one last time to give out the website, and then we'll also give our teams again so that we can get the match.
Let's make sure to do that. So we have walk.jdrf.org, Defeat Diabetes, D-Feet Diabetes, or just D-Feet?
D-F-E-E-T,
Diabetes. Okay. And then, Pete, what's the name of your team?
It's Team Pete the Job
team
Guy.
Team Pete the Job Guy.
Tom, one final thought, and we'll wrap up.
One other thing, Eric. If you can't make the walk, we hope everyone can make it. Mm-hmm. But that website, you can go to walk.jdrf.org. Until about the middle of June, put in the zip code, find our walk, and you can contribute and participate.
Oh, we will make sure to mention that multiple
that
times.
That is awesome. Yeah. Tom Anderson, thank you for coming today. We appreciate
you.
All right.
Been great.
All right. I see Tom exiting the studio now.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom. Hey, now I'm going to tell you something. That's a special dude.
Tell me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, number one, a wealth of knowledge. Someone who you could see the genuine emotion when he's the time zone thing. He really means it. The more you give without expecting any reciprocation.
He said it. Yeah. What was his advice, right?
The more you get, you know.
Be nice, give.
You know, I've had the pleasure. I serve on the board of directors for the Northeast Florida chapter for JDRF, and Tom is the president of the chapter. Never mind being, you know, the chief legal
officer. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff he's doing over there.
For Guidewell Source and everything. I mean, he's a busy man, but he gives his time. It's an important cause, and he has his personal journey with T1D that I've heard, and it's he's mad at type 1 diabetes. I mean, he's mad at it.
He's angry.
he's angry. So, but I'm going to be there Saturday, and I hope people join Team Pete the Job Guy or D-Feet. D-Feet.
Diabetes.
And they come out, and, you know, Tom is generous enough in Guidewell Source to match dollar for dollar up to $1,000, any donation, as well as Angie and I are doing that for Team Pete the Job Guy. What you been up to lately, man? I haven't seen you in a little bit.
Oh, just partying, man. Yeah, right. I got three little kids. I'm running low on fumes and sleep. Let's get real for a minute. I went to a funeral last Thursday.
Sorry to hear it.
Close buddy of mine growing up, his mother passed away. She fought cancer for a while and lost. But you know what? It made me. I got to go down and see a group of guys I haven't seen in years. And you can probably relate to this, right? There's people you want to keep in touch with and you love, but life happens. And it was just unfortunate that it took us that long to get back together.
Right. Were they like high school buddies?
Yeah, we had a big group, very close friends. We all stay in very close contact, kids the same age, but... You know, they're down in Southeast Florida. I'm up here in Northeast Florida, but it was a celebration of life.
Yeah, that's the best. You know, sometimes it takes a traumatic event like a death to bring people closer together. As you may recall, last year, I forget, it was in the fall last year, one of my best friends, my very best friend from high school, passed away. Wasn't feeling well, was a little confused the next day. He's very close with his sister. He's talking to his sister on the phone. She says, buddy, if you're not better by tomorrow, we're going to the hospital. So she went to the hospital with him. And while they're there, they did some tests, did some more tests, and all of a sudden he became incoherent. It turns out he had brain cancer, and he died a day and a half later. And it was just sad. Well, it brought everybody together, and we all shared stories about him and the silliness. So it was a celebration of life and kind of rekindled some friendships. They were always there, but you're not around those people. And like you said, life gets in the way of relationships. You move, et cetera.
I'm going back to Tom's comment too, right? You really have no idea what's going on in any person's given day, right? You look at them, they may be smiling and fighting something deep down, so... That's really my approach, is how do you just be nice?
Yeah.
Just smile at someone. Give them a hug if they'll let you in. You just don't know what they're going through. So I didn't mean to go dark on you. Said, what's going on with me? That's a recent thing.
No, I like hearing this stuff, and I like talking a little bit more about that comment, especially with Tom. Because in our office, right, one thing that we say at Ascendo Resources in our office, you know, everybody is carrying around a bag, but you don't know what's in it. Sometimes their bag is so full, one more... A bit of negativity could be the breaking point for some people. So we always say, whatever is happening with us, let's do our best to check our bags at the door. Greet each other with positive energy and a smile. We spend more hours awake at work than we do at home. You know, if I'm at the office for 8 hours, when I get home at the end of the day, I'm not staying. I'm an old dude. I go to bed early, so I'm not staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning, right? So... That we have to treat each other with kindness, generosity, respect, a positive attitude to make it a little bit brighter and a little bit better. Because again, you know, going back to what people are carrying with them and Tom's real, be kind, be positive.
What do you think helps? This is, I know the answer to this and what you're going to say, but what helps you with new business, right? It's not being rude or inconsiderate. The kinder you are to your prospects and clients, and look, there's bad days, there's rough days, but I think it's just easier to be kind and caring and generous and give more than it is to be rude and considerate and think me.
Right.
That's our, in our office, I would think it's always we over me.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
if we have
it.
Someone on our team that's me first and not we first, they're probably on the wrong team.
Right. I have a friend of mine. He was on the show a while back and he wants to come back. And he just pinged me the other day about coming back. He wrote a book called We Culture. And it's all about the we, not me type of philosophy. And it's pretty great. And we'll get him to come back on the show. But this is good. I think we need to do a show on, you know, or maybe some kind of a competition, right? Like,
right.
Who is that person that gives the most and is the most kind? And maybe you bring someone you know and we'll have them just fight
have
it out.
Have a kind off.
A kind
like you
off.
Have to compliment the other person more than the next.
And they have to, let's put them in a cage and have like a death match.
You ever watch, you remember He-Man, the cartoon?
Oh, yeah. I am He-Man!
That's the one. He was the master of the universe, right?
Yes. Oh,
so,
he was.
So our reward in college was master of the universe. We had this really ugly He-Man shirt, and if you won a competition, you were master of the universe.
Wow.
So this kind off, yeah, we need like a wrestling belt.
Yeah.
Or
but I think we got to get them out of their element where they're forced to be unkind to someone, maybe with a physical violence.
That, I mean, or like start with an arm wrestling match, right?
We'll or keep thumb it wrestling. Small first.
I've got boxing gloves and headgear for my sons. I could bring those in. And
bring
just,
that in, and you know, maybe a little bit of eye gouging is okay, but nothing.
You'll allow it.
Yeah, I'll allow some eye gouging, but not like
man.
A double eye gouge.
One eye at a time. Okay.
Yeah, because we want to be
man,
kind.
Wow, man, what direction are we going right now? That's what I'm talking about.
We want to be kind.
Oh man,
this is what we want to be. Josh, how much time we have left in the show, my friend?
Oh, we can do some.
5 minutes.
That.
Well, let's take a quick break right now and listen to this special message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKB.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
And that's our show sponsor, Ascenda Resources. Call them for any of your staffing needs, folks. All right, Eric, we haven't done a common sense ain't so common for a little bit. What do you think? You
want
to give that a test drive again?
I thought about something. Sometimes I like to record it and send it over. So we have this little theory, right? Common sense is not so common.
It is.
We like to share funny workforce stories. And I was thinking about something on the way here, and the perfect example, right? And you said something earlier with Tom, profound and simple, right? You just said that's profound and simple.
Yep.
It's like work and success, right? Common sense is not so common. The easiest thing in the world, if you want to be healthy, what are the two? Exercise and eat better.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Right? You want to be successful in work. If you're in sales, pick the phone up.
Mm-hmm.
Show up, right? And we had a recent incident, right? A guy, newer sales guy that we had to let go. He literally sat and waited for people to call him on the phone.
Wow.
Is that going to work out?
That's not going to work out.
If you call it common sense, it ain't so common. But you're a healthy man. I keep it simple, right? If you want to be healthy, exercise and diet. So any examples, common sense, not so common. You're like, it's so simple, but still people cannot figure out how to do this.
Yeah. You know, I always say successful people do the things that others only talk about. Meaning, like, once you go through a certain amount of training at a company, you know what it takes to be successful. You know, I have to make X amount of calls, these types of calls, you know, that this quality of call, and I have to be in this many selling situations per day, per week, per month to yield X, right? But yet people just seem either unwilling to do that consistently. They allow themselves to be distracted and to go off path, have good days, bad days. But successful people will do the things day in and day out with a level of consistency, and they'll limit their distractions and they'll be successful.
That's it. Show up and do the work. Have you ever seen the, I call them the desk adjusters, right? So they're, I got to move my monitor over here. Boss, I'm going to need a new keyboard because this one's not so ergonomic. And they shuffle papers. It's like, I love you. You're a great dude or girl, but I said man or young lady, I guess it's a more professional way to
say it.
You ever seen those before?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that do a lot of non-revenue producing activities, and they can allow X percentage of their time, and it can be ever increasing, that they're doing things. There's a lot of process-driven that prevent them from making progress. You know, they put process over progress. Oh, I'm going to straighten this out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to plan this.
I got to clean my inbox down to zero.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And spend half a day doing that stuff. And is it revenue producing, a non-revenue producing? And it can't, there are certain time blocks that I have during the day that 100% of my time will be unfettered, focused in that time block on generating revenue for the organization.
We should mention, too, what's the name of the show again? What is it called?
This is called Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And Eric
Ross. Oh, man, now we're singing, talking about eye gouging. It's getting weird in here today. So we talk about hard work. So if you're listening to this and some of these things maybe rub you the wrong way, I'm assuming it's because you're shuffling your papers on your desk.
That's you.
I like that. The revenue producing activity.
There you go. Common sense ain't so common. Guys, this next part of the show is one of our favorite. And this is when Boston Danny gives his Boston update. He's going to brag about his sports teams. He's going to tell you all about the fair city of Boston, where he knows where every single cobblestone is. He is from up in Dorchester, Massachusetts, which is a segment of Boston, and he is phenomenal. But one thing that Boston Danny does for you and our listeners is he gives a shout out to your special someone. So if you know somebody that has a birthday, an anniversary, or perhaps they just made your workday a little brighter and you want to recognize them for it, just send me an email. Send the email to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he'll give your special someone a wicked piss of shout-out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern Update. Well, spring is definitely coming along up here in New England. It's getting really nice out, high 70s, low, mid-80s. When the sun's out, it's nice and warm. And, you know, the big difference is we don't have the humidity like you guys got. Like, Cheryl and I got back from Clearwater. We had a great time. Met some nice people, gorgeous beaches. But I get it. It's hot, you know, especially in the afternoons. And that humidity you guys got, I get it. You know, I'm figuring it out. You guys get things done early, get your work done. You know, but up here, the low humidity makes for great working weather. Us hard workers, you know, there's no reason to be a slacker up here when it's like this. You can get to work and get it done, make some money. So, everything goes along with that. Peter can help you out and we'll get it in. But, you know, up here, we got the extended season with our sports team. Too bad the Bruins couldn't take it all the way. But the Hurricanes, you got to love, Carolina. I hope they do well. Lord Stanley's a big deal. We like to parade them around. Some of the other towns might like to try it for a while. But we're back again next year. As always, we do our thing and we get it going. Good thing the Celtics are still hanging in there with the Heat. We put the Bucks away handily, so don't put them out. You know, maybe they will be doing a duck tour. You know, we do the roll and rally here and we have a great time. We'll bring another championship in here. Red Sox, they're going to get on their horse, find their rhythm. Next thing they know, it'll be mid-June. Season will be over. So I have a feeling we got a little bit of rebuilding, but we'll get through it. Patriots are still in the news as always. We'll see what's up. We got the schedule. We look like we're doing pretty good. We'll be in the market there. But everything else going on here. So Cheryl and I, we're doing good with the grandparents. Last week we took Desmond. He's going to come up on 3. We'll let you know that in June. And we went to Franklin Park Zoo. And, you know, that zoo is something else. They got gorillas. They got all kinds of things. It's just a great zoo up here. You know, they have all kinds of animals. You can't get enough of it. They got the tropical forest, the Serengeti Crossing, an outback trail. You got kangaroos. Like I said, you know, you got bats, dwarf crocodiles, everything. They have a giant bird thing. Come on up and check it out. You won't be disappointed for doing it. But it's that time. We got your shout-outs, kids. You know, get them to me. You know, I like to rip it up, wish everyone a happy birthday and give them a nice time and all your celebrations. So I want to wish a wicked piss of birthday to Maria Corey, Alton Gibbs, Daryl Murphy. Remember, kids, it's your day. Go do something nice. Live fun. Happy birthday. Matt Pierce, Casey Repass, it's your birthday. And I want to give an extra special shout-out, and this comes from Peter, to the world-famous Angie Langlois, the better half of a great team. Pete says, I love Angie so much. Happy birthday to the best wife and mother and my best friend. He got that line from me, folks, but happy birthday, Angie. Have a good time. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, remember your first responders, your nurses, your doctors, all them people that's keeping us safe, and of course all our military, retired and active, okay? Peter, have a great time. Eric, you're doing a bang-up job, kid. Have fun.
Oh, man, I tried so hard last week to do a Boston impression accent.
And you can't do it.
I can't.
Josh, we're back live.
Hey.
Well, guys, guess what? You did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy and Eric.
So we've got to come up with something better than that. That's terrible.
Guys, May 21st, Saturday, JDRF One Walk at UNF. I mean, you got to come out, folks. There'll be signs. You, your family, you got to come out and donate. What's the website?
Walk.jdrf.org. Two teams, Defeat Diabetes, sponsored by Tom and Guidewell. And what else?
And Team Pete the Job Guy. It's that
easy. I know him.
Either team, if you donate through us, we will match your donation dollar for dollar. Come out. You don't have to donate anything if you don't want to, but just come on out and support us. That's it, guys. Have a super week.